You're listening to SBS News.
Pregabalin is a medication usually taken by people with epilepsy or nerve pain. In Australia, it's sold under the brand name Lyrica. Carol Bennett is the CEO of Pain Australia and says the drug can be very helpful.
For many people, particularly those who experience neuropathic pain, pregabalin is a very important part of their medication and management routine.
Since its listing on the Pharmaceutical Benefits Scheme in 2013 for pain relief, its use has increased rapidly. Just over 3.7 million prescriptions were written for pregabalin in Australia in 2017-18. Mark Cook, Professor of Neurology at St Vincent's Hospital in Melbourne, says it's also helpful for people with epilepsy.
I think this is a good drug for epilepsy. It doesn't work for everyone, but none of them do. But it's a very effective drug for many patients. I like it.
The drug has the potential for misuse, and maker Pfizer warns it may cause suicidal thoughts or actions in about 1 in 500 people. Dr. Rose Crossan is from Australia's leading drug research and policy organisation, Pennington Institute.
GPs should take caution when they're prescribing pregabalin to be aware of people's psychiatric history or a history of substance use disorder or a history of suicidal ideation. They should also make sure that the person taking pregabalin is aware that it could have a greater risk when it's taken with other sedatives or other medications.
An Oxford University study out this week found young people taking pregabalin were at higher risk of overdoses, car crashes and suicide. A recent study in New South Wales found 88 deaths involving the drug. There were 1,200 ambulance attendances related to pregabalin misuse in Victoria in the 6 years to 2018. The Pennington Institute wants tighter controls on the drug. Dr. Crossan suggests it be included on Victoria's prescription monitoring program, SafeScript.
It's recently been rescheduled in the US and UK, and we might be able to learn from their experiences.
Manufacturer Pfizer says the safety of our medicines is of the utmost importance to us. That's why we work with clinicians, patients and regulators to ensure they're aware of the safety profile of our medicines and how they should be administered. Professor Mark Cook from the St Vincent's Hospital says it's important people on the drug speak to their doctor if they have concerns.
So when people read in the press that there's a problem with the drug, they often panic and a lot of them stop the drug perhaps too abruptly and that can cause major problems. So they should always take advice of their doctors and, like I say, be reassured that for most people it's a safe and effective drug that they can stick with.
Stephanie Corsetti, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.